We are now going to Hilchis Megillah, to Simen Tov Resh Pei Hei. We'll be doing the first five Sifim. Tov Resh Pei Hei is the halachas of the Dalet Parshias, Sif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Asamach LeNisan. Rosh Chodesh Adar, if there are two Adars, then this is the Adar, the second one, Adar Beis. Shechol Lias B'Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos. Koren Parsha Shkolim. So we lay in Parsha Shkolim, Shehi Kisisa Adva Sisa Kiyar Nechoshes. That's Parshas Kisisa, up until the Parshas Akir. Umafti Vayichros Yehoyada, and the Haftor is Vayichros Yehoyada. Since it is Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, Motzi in Gimel Sforim, we take out three Sifrei Torah. Ba'achas Kori Parshas HaShavua, the first one is the Parshas HaShavua. Sheni Shal Rosh Chodesh, the second is Rosh Chodesh. Uvishlishi kore maftir parsha shkolim. The third Sefer Torah is used for the maftir of parsha shkolim, which means that there are six kruim in the parsha. The seventh one, then, shvi'i, is Rosh Chodesh. And the third one is maftir, which is parsha shkolim. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains that the arba parshas are takonis chazal, where chazal were metakin a kriya, special kriyas from Rosh Chodesh Adar through Rosh Chodesh Nisan for four different things. The first one is Parsha Shkolim, and the Mishnah Berurah puts it as Zichron Machzis HaShekel. Zichron Mitzvahs Machzis HaShekel. That the halacha was that the karbonis from the beginning of Nisan had to be financed by the Shkolim that were collected for the new year, the year beginning in Nisan. That means at from Nisan on, they had to bring karbonis, the karbonis Tzibur, dafka from the Machzis HaShekel that was collected for the sake of that particular year. Therefore, in Adar, they used to go and collect them. Before they collected, they announced and reminded people that they're going to collect, and they have to start preparing themselves to give the Machzis HaShekel. So, l'zecher that, Chazal were metakin the Kri of Machzis HaShekel. I would point out that Bisman Chazal, meaning in the days when people gave, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, when people actually gave the Machzis HaShekel to finance the Karbonis, the Chi of Kriya was not as a Zecher to anything, but the Chi of Kriya was part of the Achroza, part of getting people ready for the fact that they were going to collect the Machzis HaShekel. And as the Gemara says, from Tes Vav and Adar, which is Shushan Purim, from then they started collecting them. So you have to have 2 weeks in advance to remind everybody, and that's why they were metakin the Kri of Parsha Shkolim. Bizman hazeh, we do not have the mitzvah of Shkolim itself, so as a zecher, we lane that. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes into the fact that the second one is Parsha Zocher, to remember Amalek before Purim, to be makdim zechiris mechias Amalek, to Asiyosa, to the actual celebration of the Yontif of Purim, which is Mechias Amalek. Now, Parsha Zocher is not a Zecher. Parsha Zocher is actually a Chi of Doraisa. It's just that Chazal were Metaken to be Yotze that mitzvah at this time because it's the opportune time for it. The third one is Parsha Torah Aduma, which is the week before Parsha Zachodesh. Parsha Zachodesh is going to be the week always, either Rosh Chodesh Nisan or the week before it. If it falls in the middle of the week, and the parsha of the Shabbos before that is Parshas Parah, and there that was because in the Midbar they burnt the Parah Aduma to be Matar everybody in order to be Torim to bring the Korban Pesach. So we lane it as a tefillah, the Mishnah Berurah says, L'spala l'fanav yizbarach, that Shagam aleinu yizrok mayim tahorim b'mehera. The fourth one is Parshas HaChodesh, the reason the Mishnah Berurah brings down is L'Kadesh Chodesh Nisan, because the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was given particularly for that month. HaChodesh Zem Rosh Chodeshim, it's not the true Kiddush HaChodesh, that was done by the Sanhedrin. This is only a Derabbanan. Now, this is the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Rashi and the Gemara Megillah explains that Parshas HaChodesh, the Iker is that it's 2 weeks before Pesach, and we lay in Parshas HaChodesh, which includes the Iker, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and it's everyone preparing themselves to learn the halachis of the Hakrovas Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah goes back to the fact that we lay in Parshas Shkolim as a zecher to them being mashmiim al Shkolim, that at the very beginning of Adar, that we remind everyone that they have to that they have to bring they have to start giving the matzah shekel. And here the Mishnah Berurah says that we're laning as unushalma parim svasenu, as a way that our kriya should take the place of the mitzvah of shkolim itself. For those who are knowing to say yotzris, there are yotzris in shachris and musaf for shkolim and hachodesh, where zachar and parah only have yotzris in shachris and not in musaf. In a place where they did not lane any of the parshias on Shabbos, they do not have a tashlum in the next week. You don't make up for it the next week. What happens if they forgot to lane Parshas Shkolim and they already finished laning the Haftorah? The halacha is that they have to take out a Sefer Torah and with a bracha, lefaneh and achareha, and lane the parsha that they missed. And not only that, but they even say the Haftorah afterwards. But unlike the Kriya, where they said it with where they laned it with brachas, the Haftorah would be laned without brachas. What happens if they forgot to lane the maftir, they forgot to lane the maftir of one of the Dalet Parshias, and they already started the brachas of the Haftorah? So they're supposed to finish the brachas, lane a few psukim from the Haftorah that they started, and then they stop, they take out a Sefer Torah, they call somebody up for the real mafter, he lanes that, makes brachas before and after, and after that, they lane the Haftorah without a bracha, but the bracha shala achreha, the after brachas on the Haftorah, that one would make because they were not said with the first Haftorah that he started. Whereas, what happens if he didn't start the Haftorah yet? Then, of course, he takes out another Sefer Torah, and then he says Kaddish, and then he's going. They call up Maftir, in Yonah Shal Yom, and then they say the Haftorah regularly. In a case where there was a Shana Muberes, they accidentally lane the Arba Parshias in Adar Aleph. The halachi is that they have to go and lane the Megillah again in Adar Beis. However, with regard to the Arba Parshias, the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlokas. He says that the mashmos of the Beis Yosef is that they do not have to lane the Arba Parshias again, but the Darkei Moshe and the Eliyahu Rabba say that you do. As far as the Haftorah of Shabbos Shkolim, it's Vayichros Yehoyada, because that's where the Nedavos for the Bedek Habayis are mentioned. Now, even though the case of the Mechaber is where Rosh Chodesh Adar was Chal on Shabbos, we do not lane the Haftorah of Parshas Rosh Chodesh, even though it's Tadir, because the last thing we lane was Shkolim, that's the Maftir, and the Haftorah is supposed to be going back on the last Kriya. With regard to the case of the Mechaber, which is that Rosh Chodesh Adar was Chal on Shabbos, so what they do is they lane six in the Parsha, then they lane for the Shvi'i, Uv Yom HaShabbos and of Rosh Chodeshechem. After that, they bring the third Sefer Torah next to the second one. They say Kaddish, and after that they lane the Maftir. If after they finish the Parsha, they accidentally took the Sefer Torah that was rolled to Parsha Shkolim, and they already made the bracha before it, and they started laning. So what they do is they complete Parsha Shkolim, and then they will lane the third one from Rosh Chodesh. In that case, since the Maftir ended up being the Parsha of Rosh Chodesh, the Haftorah would be Hashemayim Kisi rather than Vayichros Yehoyada. And the same halacha will apply in Parshas HaChodesh that was on that falls on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and they made a mistake. They would lane the Uvrashei Chodeshechem in the third one, and then the Haftorah would have to be Hashemayim Kisi rather than the Haftorah for Parshas HaChodesh. Siv Beis B'Shabbos Shnei Motziim Beis Sforim Barishin Korim Parshas HaShavua B'Sheni Kori Zochas Asher Osa Lecha Amalek U'Maftir Pakatias Asher Osa Lecha Amalek. So on the second week, that's Parshas Zochar, all the way to Lo Tishkach, and there's a machlokas of exactly which pasuk to start from, and there are actually different of minhagim. If you start from Vayomer Shmuel, or you start from Ko Amar Hashem. Siv Gimel, B'Shabbos Shlishi Shu Tesvav Ba'adar, the third one, which is Shushan Purim, Mafsikin. The reason being, because there are still two Shabbosis before Rish Chodesh Nisan, and so that we skip that one, and it's only the week after that we will lane Parshas Parah. B'Shabbos Dalit, Shuchav Beis La'adr, Motziim Beis Svarim, Barishin Korim Parshas HaShavua, B'Sheni Korim Parshas Parah, U'Maftir V'Zorachti Aleichem Mayim Tahorim from Yecheskel. There also, you put the second Sefer Torah next to it, and then say Chotzi Kaddish, and then they do Hagba on the first Sefer, and then they lean from the second one. Sif Dalid, B'Shabbos Chamishi Shu Chavtes Ba'Adar Motziim Beis Svarim, on the fifth week, which is Chavtes Adar, they take out two Svarim, Barish and Korim Parshas HaShavua. The first one they lay in the Parsha Shavua, B'Sheni, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, U'Maftir Barishin Be'echad LaChodesh in Yecheskel. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and the laying goes all the way till Tochlu Matzos. If Rosh Chodesh Nisan falls on Shabbos, in which case Parsha HaChodesh and Rosh Chodesh comes together, still the Haftorah is Parsha HaChodesh and not HaShemayim Kisi, because that was the last Kriya. And there they lay again, they take out three Sefer Torah. The first Sefer Torah is Parshas HaShavua. The second one is of Yom HaShabbos and Rosh Chodesh Shechem. And then the third one is Parshas HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem.